I can't lie, yeah? If you're on the Telegram chat, are we dating the same girl? It's mad. Man seeing girls, yeah, that I know. Man seeing a video of a girl licking a Rambo and then getting chopped after.
There's been a Telegram group chat of men exposing females' true nature. What I mean by that is they're all gathering together and talking about who they know, what she's done, who she's done it with, and on top of that, they're also giving out evidence. Nudes, corn revenge, and a whole lot of pictures are involved in this group chat. And we're gonna look into that and the type of reactions it's had and the effects it's had on these females.
Someone just told me that I got sent to the Telegram group chat.
No, you're in my pantheon.
I got sent to the Telegram group chat. What do you mean it's just my face? What does that mean? What happened? Why? What does it mean if you get sent? Are these men just bored? Can someone tell me?
Telegram. I never thought I was going to be a part of this Telegram thing. I never even looked into it too much. But tell me why, guys. Wait. One of my little spies, thank you, girl, sent me this. Imagine! Mr. Stalker, you're asking about me? Info about me? You will not find anything. I rebuke you. You see this? Think you have a little crush on me or whatever. I mean, if you're my little stalker or whatever, you're trying to find out info about me, at least get the addy, send me some flowers or whatever. But this sick, you will never find anything, I rebuke.
I'm gonna start off by saying I am not someone who would record myself doing those sorts of things. I have never done that and I never will, amen. But it's just like, guys, that video is not me. It's not me. There's like so many of you sending me the screen recording saying, oh it's peak. Guys, please. Everyone in that group chat saying that I'm cheating. Receipts. Who am I cheating with? When? Where? Show me photos of you with me. Like, come on now. If you're gonna say I'm cheating, at least back it up with something. At least something, guys.
You boys that are doing these Telegram group chats, it needs to stop immediately. I don't even know how I got sent here, but hey, what's all this about? Even just putting out my whole location. But for me, it wasn't even bad because there's nothing to bait out. But hey, you know I had to go and see what was going on there. Girls, honestly, be careful. These men are treacherous. Why am I so zoomed in? These men are wicked and bad. Wow.
So there's been a huge uproar in the UK about the Telegram group chat. They also call it GC. And how all these guys are doing the most, are weird. They're not impressed. If anything, they're upset, they're angry, and it's ruining their reputation and exposing them for being active in the streets. And not only being active in the streets, but who they've been active with, who they're talking to, and what they've been sharing with them. And a lot of females had a lot to say about it, and we're gonna hear them out.
Women can't have anything. Oh my Ross Clark. Oh my dear Ross. You ever heard the saying, you get in 1 inch and then take 1 mile? That's exactly what happened here, bro. Women made this group chat for awareness to see who's dealing with who, if this man's cheating or if this man's done the R word or, you know, pedophile. You know how it goes. And then you've got men just dropping videos of women, explicit videos of women in a group chat lying on girls' pussies. And
nah, because a lot of you men are jumping on here and saying, oh, the are we dating the same women group chat is so mash. It's so screenshot. I want to see it. Don't put up your camera and be like, oh my days, like we need to do better. I want to see it. Show me the screenshots, brother. I low-key want to know if I'm in there. But don't be...
Telegram group chats that I'm referring to
or anything like the women's Are We Dating the Same Men Facebook groups need to just disappear, like, out of our lives, because you are the problem. We do not post intimate and explicit content in order to shame and degrade and ruin reputations. Yes, we share information that may ruin a men's representation, but it's a valid cause, it's a valid reason, because that man is either a cheat, abusive, toxic, or harmful to someone. I don't think having intercourse with a man is harmful to a man.
But apparently there's Telegram chats, and so I don't even know what Telegram is, I'm not gonna lie, but there's all of these different things, group chats or whatever, I think South London, North London or whatever, and men are literally posting intimate pictures of women in it. And I'm just thinking in my head, like, this is why I say men are pathetic sometimes, because it's like, at least with the woman one, yeah, don't get me wrong, there is some instances where I do think, okay, cool, you're just doing it out of spite or whatever. But the main thing that I do like about the woman one is that people are actually spreading awareness in there. Like, people will post men for women to stay away from, like, oh, he used to beat up his ex, he went to jail for domestic violence, he has a history of whatever with women. And I think that's very good. I was even tempted to post my ex in there, just to, because listen, I don't want anyone to go through what I went through, do you know what I mean? So it's kind of a thing where it's like, cool, I kind of get it, do you know what I mean? But the fact that you're there posting intimate pictures of women is like, grow up, like.
But a lot of people have come up on my For You page saying this whole Telegram thing is dark, it's dark, it's dark. It's not just dark, it's a crime. It's a crime. And you guys are too old to not know that. You should know that. So you know what? Go find your ass in jail. Because you see the dealers that are just trying to sell a 3-5 and a Q? They're going to jail. But they're not out here sending videos of women that they've recorded with or without consent. Because that's exactly what it is. Let's call it what it is. Right? You got intimate with these women. Some of you took videos with consent, but you posted them without. Or you took videos without consent and then once again posted them without.
I'm sorry, but the whole Telegram thing, yeah, is actually so weird. Like, what? How are you sending the girl that you're talking to, yeah, on there asking info, and then there's guys sending like certain tapes of the girl and pictures of the girl? Like, what? I think it's real weird. The girls was doing one thing, guys just took it and literally ran with it and went too deep with it. And it's like, the same guys that be doing this, the same guys that have the cross on their bio, yeah, and a Bible verse tied on them, they're quick to do that, but you're also doing these type of activities. Like, it's bad, and it's really weird. I'm thinking to myself, like, is the job market actually that bad to the point where people got so much time in their hands that they're doing stuff like this? It's not even about looking to see who is messaging anymore. It's to look on that damn phone and see if he's got that Telegram or not.
The Telegram group chat was originally inspired by Are We Dating the Same Guy that was created by females. But before we get into that, I want to hear what some of the guys had to say about it, as they were the ones that have been shared the link first.
If you post your partner on that Are We Dating the Same Person page, I'll be real, you might need to take a little hiatus from social media, because it's fucking with you lot on a different level. And another thing, if you feel like you need to put your partner on there, you shouldn't be dating them. That means you're painting red flags green, and you're not seeing the signs, which means you're not understanding your worth, you're not knowing your worth.
So tell me why I've been added to this group called Are We Dating the Same Woman UK? And when I tell you this about this, it's about this, mate. My thing is, some of you women in the UK are walking STDs, mate. You guys slept with all these men. And the thing is, you guys did a lot, mate. You guys did a lot. You guys book hotels. Who send the baby kids to their daddy house. Man, just to get a little jiggy-jiggy. Man, and the Telegram. The Telegram were mad. The Telegram link is mad, mate. Women doing a madness, mate.
Are we all dating the same girl Telegram GC, bro? That is the question the man's asked ourselves for years now, bro. We've all been trying to figure out the same thing, but now we finally have. If your girl has been sent to the Telegram GC, you're cooked. There's no escaping it, bro. You're cooked.
As we heard, the Telegram group chat first started with females who started the Facebook group chat called Are We Dating the Same Guy? And funnily enough, they all really did the same thing, okay? Females posted men, guys they were talking to. They want to make it seem as if it's all based off morals and trying to warn other females, when in reality it was a group chat of bitter females that had terrible experiences based off their own bad choices. Not the men, but based off their own bad choices. Now, men have also jumped on this bad wagon, right? As it seems that it's working for the females, so why wouldn't it work for the men? And what's interesting enough is females will not understand that this is a conversation that's had. Men do get curious about who you've slept with and how many men you slept with, because we all know damn well females lie about their past continuously because they understand that their reputation is on the line when it comes to meeting their dream man that they never actually really end up having anyways. Now, I do not condone nudes being exposed. I do not condone corn revenge. All of those things are a crime and it is illegal. So that's not what I'm really referring to. But what I do find interesting about this group chat is a lot of females do not like to be exposed for their true nature, because this is their true nature. Their true nature is being in the streets unapologetically. And when guys now have come together to expose that, and yes, they're asking for info. Do you want to know why they're asking for info? Because they want to know, have you been in them streets? Because you look like you belong in the streets. But females are not going to tell you who they've done it with, how many times they've done it with. And that is really the basis of what the whole group chat is about. And when you really look at it and the state that females are in today, it makes a whole lot of sense. I do not blame them, and I understand the mentality of why it started. Because at the end of the day, if females are not going to be real, guess what? Men are going to be real with each other and let each other know who is A, B, and C, what she's doing, and who she's speaking to. And that's exactly what females did in the Facebook group chat. It's the same thing. The only difference is females don't like the taste of their own medicine. There's a saying, don't do to others what you don't want being done to yourself. Somehow females don't understand this and don't want that rule applying to them, but it should apply to everybody else.
It's my time.